Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Mike, when was the last, Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. When was the last time you were in a building? Mike, when were you in studio last?
Last night.
Was the air conditioner working or not?
I would say I'm going to give you a no.
Okay.
It was a little cool, but something wasn't quite right.
It's 82 degrees in here right now, 84. I beg your pardon. I wish we could go outside. You know what I mean? Like they used to have class outside. I heard Chris Blair and Jordan being smart, playing the heat is on, trying to get me in trouble with management. It won't work, Jordan. I'm already in trouble. So, I heard Chris Blair, and this is interesting, before we get to the Saints, Vikings, and LSU Auburn, use the phrase, Katie, bar the door! And Steve Crivetto, a high school coach of mine, used to use that phrase as well. And I never did understand what it meant. Do you know what that means? I understand the context of it, but I don't know where the origin comes from.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the origin of it. Hmm. But I've heard it so many times, but I've never... I don't really know the origin of it.
I wonder if we would start saying something like, it's time to trim the hedges, and the people would just start using it, and nobody would understand why. But, you know, when somebody would score a touchdown, it'd be, that's it, it's time to trim the hedges. And then it became a I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, Mike. Anyway, let's move on here. Yeah, I know. Tell me about what's going on at quarterback with – the Saints, as far as you can read the tea leaves, because I don't think there's anything, nobody knows anything but the tea leaves, right? I mean, that's all we have.
Yeah, because, okay, what they telling you and what's reality is about five different things. Jameis did not practice Wednesday, and, the thought was, I get it, you know, the long trip, and if you have a back injury, and, you know, you sort of trying to straighten everything up, and again, he didn't practice yesterday, so now it's back-to-back days. I mean, to me, that's a real strong indication that they're going to go with Andy Dalton this weekend. We don't know that for a fact, but you miss back-to-back days of practice. That's to me, if you look at the tea leaves, that's certainly pointing in that direction. And we talked about that earlier in the week, that I think the practice sessions leading up into the game would tell you a little bit about where they're going with this.
You know, as you said that about the flight and everything, having flown to England, as I'm sure you have before, that's a long flight. And
that's a long trip.
At some point, and I'm just thinking out loud here, you can tell me what you think, whether popular or not, you have to be the boss. You have to be the head coach. You have to be the daddy. You have to be whatever your role is, the CEO. And I just wonder if Jameis Winston's time could not have been better spent here rehabbing, and if maybe they could have made that decision earlier, because instead of taking the flight and losing time in London, sometimes players will stay back and not make the trip if they need some rehab or whatever. You got any thoughts on that?
No, listen, if it had been my choice, he'd have been on the flight.
Okay.
Because, again, You want to do it. You want to have everybody there that gives you a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no matter what. And if you're starting him at quarterback for the first couple games, and he's had the back injury, And he is coming off a major knee surgery, too. Okay?
Because sort of forget about that
particular part, too. But you're looking at both of them, and you start in for the first couple games, you know, you just assume at this point, because my job as the head coach is to win games. It might bruise your feelings, but I want to put the best guy I can out there. Out on the field. But if you hurt, you hurt. And then, you know, I got to go to the next guy. I have no choice. And that's why you signed a guy like Dalton to bring in. He's a veteran. He has started a bunch of games in this league. And if Jameis can't go, I got to go in that direction at this point. But as far as leaving him back, that wouldn't even have been in the back of my mind because I played him and I started him the first couple games.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. I want you to talk about Tua, too, for people that didn't see the game last night and don't know what happened. Because when he last week in the game, when he got up, it looked like, I'm not trying to be funny about this at all, but just for comparison, like when you see these guys hunting a big deer or something from a long way away where the legs buckle and then he falls, and that's what it looked like when he got up last week. And then last night, some scary moments for him. We'll talk about that when we come back in the NFL. Safety, etc. Mike Dettelier is our guest. We're talking Saints, Vikings, Auburn, LSU, football all for the first hour. If you have any questions or comments, text them to 504-260-1870. 620, time for traffic now on WWL. All right, Jordan. We get your point. Thank you. 625. I forgot Jordan's hot in there as well. It's not just me. He's worse for him. 625. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier about the it wasn't, and I'm not trying to minimize it at all, Mike, but if you look at the play with Tua, it wasn't as violent as you would think it is, considering the response. Very scary when he had those fence fingers, they call it, after he was slammed into the ground. You think he should have been playing at all?
Hell no, he shouldn't have been playing. Anybody who saw last week's game and saw, you know, okay, he gets hit and sort of whiplash back. He gets up, and he stumbles, and he falls, and he gets up and stumbles and falls and gets up again. You knew at that point that he had a concussion. He had a head injury or head trauma, whatever you want to call it. But I think as an athlete, as a professional athlete, you sort of are trained to play through an injury. And all athletes, they want to play. You know, that's that deal. They're getting paid. They want to play. But there comes a point where the adults in the room, they got to protect the player from themselves. The Dolphins last night, they flunked the test with Tua because the adults in the room allowed him back on that field. And, okay, I do know one thing. He's one tough dude. He's not the biggest cat in the world. In fact, actually, I kind of brought up the question to Drew last night. We had Drew Brees on about, you know, smaller quarterbacks. And that the question really was about Rick Venturi and I did a segment for NFL Films. It's not out yet. About changing points in the NFL in the last 25 years. And part of that is Rick and I both agreed that Drew's success sort of has opened up the door for the outliner-type quarterbacks that are in the league today, not the prototype guy. And because, you know, Drew's 6 foot tall at best. He doesn't have this super strong arm. And we've seen him before, Drew. Fran Tarkenton was in the league, and Steve Young and Bob Greasy. They weren't real big quarterbacks. But Drew sort of set the tone that, you know, that's why a guy like Kyler Murray, who's 5'9" at the most, he's the first overall pick in the draft.
I would bet he's not 5'9". You can tell proportionately on the field that he ain't just the size of his helmet compared to his body, that man is not 5'9".
Yeah, and a guy like Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson's a big, he's sort of a tall, thin built player, but when he came into the league, there was a lot of people that questioned if he could play quarterback. He wasn't what you looked at as the prototypical quarterback. Jalen Hurts, when playing at Alabama and then at Oklahoma, he's built like a fullback. But Drew sort of, and even though Drew is different than all of them, he sort of broke that door to look at other type quarterbacks that were not the norm. And he brought up Tua as being one of those guys that, you know, Tua's not a real big guy, you know, playing the quarterback position. But the Dolphins sort of failed him because you knew that he was not really ready to go.
But, Mike, let me ask you, how can this happen? And we only got a minute left before the break. But I heard Deuce one time listen to the Saints game when they took a player off. I forgot who the Saints player was. But talking about the NFL guy in a red cap, I think he wears. He's the NFL doctor. I don't understand how they could get around the NFL on this.
You know, okay, they always preach player safety. And yet you see an incident like this happen when you know he was not ready to play in that game. But his, you know, your mentality is, hey, I'm going out there and play. It's not like if you have a cold or a little bit of a fever today, they got some people that they're going to go to work.
Right.
No matter what.
Right.
You know, and some won't, but some will. And sometimes you got to protect that guy from himself. And the Dolphins failed to do it last night.
And
the NFL, shame on them for allowing this.
Scared the crap out of me last night. I would presume same thing for you.
Yep, same thing.
And you can only imagine his family. And wow. All right, we'll take a break. We will talk Saints-Vikings when we come back. LSU-Auburn as well. Who matches up well against who? Who's likely to play? Who's not likely to play? Get some predictions, too. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Thank you both. Back to Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. People that are texting me, yes, Tua was released. He did fly back with Miami yesterday. They're saying he's just got a concussion. I don't mean to minimize it. I don't mean it like that, but they're just saying it's a concussion and he did have a back injury. So God bless him, man. Mike, what about Alvin?
That's all you need with a concussion to have a couple-hour flight.
Exactly. And that's the other thing I was thinking about with the pressurized cabin and everything else. I don't know if that was the best thing in the world for him. When it comes to Alvin Kamara, another thing I want to say about Tua, just to clean it up before we move on, it didn't appear to be an especially rough hit or anything. I mean, you got to tackle him, right?
I've seen a lot worse.
Yeah.
I'll put it to you this. But listen, if you hurt before, that's the type of thing that happens to a player. And you knew he wasn't healthy. Right. Everybody knew it going in. But again, the Dolphins sort of cleared this. Man, I'll put it to you this way, man. The Dolphins have done some real positive things in the offseason to be a very, very good football team. But, man, some of the stuff they've done kind of off the field, you sort of wonder a little bit about what's happening there. And ownership and a guy who's allegedly trying to throw games so he can get his hands on certain players, and he wanted Sean Payton and Tom Brady and every. I mean, so nothing really would surprise me anymore in sports.
A little bit shady, yeah. When it comes to Alvin Kamara, do we know his status with his ribs, or again,
he's ready to go. You know, and he's such a big part of this offense, where you've got to get him involved.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Catching the football coming out the backfield. Because I went over this with Drew Brees last night, the second part of it, and we have it online. And, man, listen to that interview, because sometimes Drew, he doesn't give you a real long answer, but last night he was talkative. Mm-hmm. And he gave Christian and I some long answers and some good insights. And he was in the league when a running back was looked at, hey, listen, carry the football 22 to 26 times a game as a runner. You know, and that sort of changed from the early part of his career to the end. And, you know, a lot of that, Marshall Faulk had a part to do with that in the NFL, his impact as a runner, receiver, Ladainian Tomlinson, Deuce, Edgerrin James. Those guys sort of changed what you see today. Alvin's that type player. You don't want to give him the football 26 times as a runner. But, boy, if you can get it to him 18 to 19 and let him catch 6, 7, 8 passes coming out the backfield, then he gets the touches, but he's one-on-one as a receiver. Today it's probably a nickel corner or a safety. He's scared of bejesus out of every one of them because that's a mismatch you want. Mm-hmm. The Saints, for whatever reasons, and I know it's not game plan because the same guy that was here when they did it with Pierre Thomas and Reggie Bush and Deuce and Darren Sproles, okay, he's calling the plays. You got to get him the football as a receiver and get him more active in that area because he can take a 3-yard pass and go 33 with it.
All right, let me take a break.
You've got to get it more involved as a receiver.
We'll take a break, pick it up here. We come back. You can hear that interview with Mike and Christian and Drew Brees if you download the Odyssey app and use the Rewind feature. I think you can always go to WWL.com, look up Mike Dettelier's page, Sports Talk, and you can listen to the podcast there. 641, 19 before 7, back in a flash here on WWL. 6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about Saints, Vikings, LSU, Auburn. Boy, the running back for Minnesota, Dalvin Cook. Do we know about his? I know he was limited. Is he expected to play? Do we know what his situation is?
He's a tough dude. I think he plays.
Okay.
But they have another guy, Alexander Mattison, who he's a different style runner than Cook. But when they've called on him, he has played well, and he's a guy the Saints really liked coming out of college from Boise State. They wanted to pick him, but they didn't get that opportunity. The Vikings picked him before they got their shot. So they got a pretty good 1-2 punch. They've been erratic, though, on offense. Boy, that first game they looked so good against Green Bay, and Jefferson, he spun them defensive backs around like a top. But it's been erratic since, and they have not got much of a pass rush. So it's an intriguing game for the Vikings who have a coaching change. And you understand there's going to be some differences early on with a new coach. But they've sort of been Jekyll and Hyde, too.
You're saying other teams have not gotten much pressure on Cousins? Or the Vikings themselves have not.
In essence, the Vikings haven't gotten much pressure
on the opposing quarterback.
On opposing quarterback. And that was a little bit of a surprise because they picked up Za'Darius Smith. They have Danielle Hunter, who's learning a new position. He's never played. I got to talk to him in the offseason. Mm-hmm. He's learning a new position. He's never played as a stand-up 3-4 outside linebacker. He's always been a guy with his hands in the ground, defensive end coming off the edge. And so it's sort of new for him. But they have not gotten a great pass rush at all this season.
What about Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen going against Marshawn Lattimore? Would it be a Debo? Is he healthy?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
He's healthy. And listen, the one thing you can say, the cornerback play for this team has been really good. And Bradley Roby, I thought, really played well last week. DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, they didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a play to Laviska Shenault, where you had two guys in a position to make a play who kind of whiffed on the tackle. That's how he made the big play. So, but Jefferson, man, he is quite the talent. But if he goes up against Lattimore, okay, it's overlooked because the Saints offense has been stagnant. I guess that's the best word to use. Marshawn Lattimore has played at the elite level at cornerback this season. That's how good he's been. And Roby's been good. And now you get a Debo back in the lineup. That's the strength of their defense so far has been at the cornerback play.
I think in the last two games, the Saints offense has given up as many touchdowns as the Saints defense has, right?
Pretty much.
They have. I think so, because we had a scoop and score and a pick six, and the defense only gave up, I think, one touchdown to the opposing offenses. So when it comes to pass rushing and whomever's playing quarterback for the Saints, let me take a step back. If it is Andy Dalton, you and I have spoken so many times about preseason being an illusion. Do you think we're gonna get the Andy Dalton from preseason, or are we gonna realize why he wasn't starting for a team? Just talk about all of that for me, if you will.
the one thing with Andy, he's experienced. He's played in this league. He reads coverages so well. Again, and he wasn't a prototype, coming out of college. He didn't have this super strong arm. But, man, he's smart. You don't last in this league this long and start as many games as Dalton has. And I think he is certainly, we've seen, he's got the gas left in the tank, that he can play a little bit. Now, he was brought in as the backup. Mm-hmm. But, sometimes, hey, you got to understand you're going to have to get in there and play. And I think he'll do a really good job. He knows this game very well and how to kind of direct an offense out on the field. Now, can he do it for a long length of time, I think, is the question mark.
But long length of time.
Yeah, I got no question about that.
Long length of time in terms of week after week, not for four quarters, right?
Right, okay. Week after week.
All right, 6:50, 10 till 7, LSU-Auburn when we come back. Questions, comments, 504-260-1870. We'll also get some predictions and talk some point spreads. Time now for traffic on WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dottiglia. It is a tale of two Bryans. Kelly and Harsin at face-off LSU-Auburn this weekend. Coaches at different points. What did I say? Oh, Jordan's telling me it's not Auburn, but it's a tale of two Bryans, but headed in different directions, man, at different points in their career. Does Harsin make it through the season, you think?
I would say probably not. Okay. I mean, he's sort of dead man walking as head coach, and he knows it. And he's told this to other people. He doesn't think he'll make it through the season. But listen, he's going to get paid. He got a contract. Yeah. So if they fire him, listen, you'll be like Ogeron. So,
except he's 45 years old.
Yeah, and he'll get another shot to coach. Yep. But, man, Auburn right now, I don't know really what's happening there. But they seem to be a disinterested football team.
That's not good.
They beat a bad Missouri team, but Missouri gave them the game, not only once but twice. One, Missouri has a really good kicker. He's sort of built like me, though. Man, he's heavy. Mm. And he's normally, man, really, really good. He misses an easy field goal that would have ended it in regulation. And then in overtime, they got a running back sprinting toward the end zone, and he gets hit. But he decides he's going to just throw the ball out, so to speak, to try to cross the plane of the goal, and he fumbles it. Mm. And it basically gives Auburn the win. I think LSU takes care of business, and they win by double digits this week.
All right, so they are 8.5-point favorite. Do you think they easily cover that?
I think they cover it. Again, these have been some crazy games between LSU and Auburn in the past. I mean, some real
nutty
games.
They have been, really.
Oh, yeah. But
let's hope nothing burns down.
Team, and we've talked to people at Auburn. The fans don't really even care anymore. Mm. And, boy, when that starts happening, that sinks into your football team because you have a coach that won't be here for much longer.
What about the Saints? You can get maybe 2.5-3 points depending on where you make your bet. Saints being the underdog. I'm hearing something. Anyway, Mike, the Saints being a 2.5-3 point underdog, how do you like that?
Yeah, I think it's a super tight game. I think it's a 24-23 type game. I picked them for 3 straight weeks, and they've left me hanging. I just assume make it 4. but the Sharks out in Vegas, they've got a lot of money on the Vikings. That tells you a little bit of something, how they feel, not so much about the Vikings, but how they feel about the Saints.
Man, let me ask you real quick about that line in Vegas with the total on the games. We all thought it was a steal getting them at, 8.5, 9 or something like that. Man, it seemed like they might know what they're talking about sometimes, huh?
Yeah, everyone. Well, that's why they got those bright lights in them big casinos. They're not losing money. I mean, none of those casinos
so
are
what
losing
did they
money
see,
anywhere.
What did they see with that game total that we didn't see? And it's not over yet. I realize that.
About?
I'm talking about the total in wins for the season.
Well, when they first put that up, now remember, this is right after Sean Payton resigned. The Saints' quarterback situation had not been sort of settled yet, and then Alvin Kamara got in trouble off the field. So that's when that original line got set, and then they raised it. Because it was 7.5, 8, 8.5, and in some places it killed at 9 at the end. So what they saw was change. And the one thing with Vegas, they do like stability. And they saw a lot of change with the Saints, and so they went against the flow.
Maybe we're thinking with our hearts and not our wallets. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time. We'll be listening for you tomorrow, all right?
We'll do it.
And tomorrow you'll be on?
Yeah, on the Tiger
Show, and then on Sunday as well. And you can download the Odyssey app. You can rewind for 24 hours and listen to Mike's conversation with Drew Brees from yesterday, or you can go to WWL.com. And listen to the podcast. We'll talk to Kirk Lapine. We come back, get an update on president of Plaquemines Parish. And then we'll talk to Mark Rosa, help you manage your money.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.